Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We're back on Your Tech Report. Mitchell Woodfield and Mark Aflalo with you. Thank you guys for being with us. It's going to be a fun couple months in tech. We've got Apple's media event on the 12th. That's this coming Tuesday, depending when you're listening to the show or it just happened. If it happened, I'm not going to give you any spoilers because I have no clue what's coming out. Of course, Google's coming out with they have an event on the 20th, I think. Amazon has one. Maybe Google's on the 18th. Maybe Amazon the 20th. There's so many things happening. We're expecting the new headset, the Meta Quest 3, which we're hearing might release a little bit earlier. No clue about that. Yep. But lots of really, really cool things. Of course, Apple's media event always takes the spotlight. Everybody's paying attention to it. Everybody's looking for the leaks. I mean, every single day there's another leak of some kind that people think are true. I love the best articles are the ones that speculate things that are just obvious. Like, oh, Apple's definitely going to release some new features that they didn't talk about in iOS 17.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why we do this. This is why they hold a media event after having already announced the software. So, I mean, I've been using iOS 17 on my devices for a couple weeks now. I waited till beta 8. That's the longest I ever waited. I'm glad I waited because there's still some bugs on this that I'm still getting used to.
And I'm glad I waited for you to do it then. Absolutely.
Yeah, you will enjoy it. I can promise you you're going to enjoy the minor enhancements across the board.
Yeah,
I truly enjoy the Apple Watch update. That was really cool. It's a lot easier to navigate. We're going to get into so much detail about what is actually announced because we're a year away from the 10th anniversary of the Apple Watch. This is going to be Apple Watch Series 9. We're not expecting a major hardware revamp here. What I'm honestly most excited for when it comes to the Apple Watch is I really hope there are some new bands for the Apple Watch Ultra. This is the watch that I know you stared at my wrist in California going,
I was having wrist envy. I'm not going to lie.
You were.
You're already a handsome man, but this made you even better looking than before.
It didn't hurt that everybody in my family has one, right? Except for my daughter. So we were all sitting around the table and I had one. Wendy had one. Zach had one. Taylor was like the odd one out. And you're like, And of course, I took the watch off and I gave it to you. Let you put it on. You're like, that's not bad.
First of all, the screen, the display is beautiful.
Yeah.
And the battery is longer. It's more durable. There's really no downside. A lot of people, some people don't like larger watches. For them, that will be, this should be a yes, no, or maybe. For them, that will be a problem because it is a larger size watch. But that is the only thing I could think of anyone saying, it's not for me. It's just, it's better in every way.
But then you put it on and you realize even though it's larger, it's
light.
Lighter. And it's more comfortable in your wrist because the bump on the back for the sensors is not as defined.
Right.
So it doesn't really stick in your wrist. My wife actually finds it's a more comfortable watch. My biggest challenge with watches in general, and you are not suffering from this because I saw you rocking your Omega, is with all the benefits of wearing an Apple Watch these days, it's hard to say, let me go back to wearing that other watch, you know? And I want to, and I've spent good money and had a lot of hand-me-down great pieces of jewelry, like great nice watches that I want to wear, but I find myself like, well, what if I wear it and then I have a heart attack and I don't know I'm having it?
That's the whole thing. You make a great point. We have gotten to the point where, you know, everyone's gotten used to having a fantastic computer in their pocket, a fantastic camera, a fantastic video camera in their pocket. That's what a cell phone has done for us. We are now used to that has become the baseline. Having access to information, people for better or for worse, having more access to us, we are used to that. That is the baseline. And I think when it comes to Apple Watch, and you know, for a lot of smartwatches in general, but my perspective like yours is based on Apple Watch, we're getting used to having that information on our wrist now. We are getting spoiled where we don't have to pull out our phones, where we don't want to pull out our phones as much because it's just a wrist turn away. So you're right. It's the challenge. I go through this as well where I love watches. I mean, I'm not a watch guy like I used to be, but my wife got me this beautiful watch, so I like wearing it. I have some others that I like to wear. But whenever I do a workout and I put on my Apple Watch, it makes me happy because everything is right there. I can answer a call. I can get information. If someone needs me, if I could track my workout, there's no substitute for that. So you're right, Mark. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's a struggle. It's a real struggle if you're a watch person, but you're also a tech head. It's a real struggle to try and get a normal watch back on your wrist.
It is what it is, Mitchell. It's a challenge.
It's a real struggle. Struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
iPhone 15. The biggest feature that we're expecting to hear about is some kind of periscope or telescope camera.
Well, there are three.
Telephoto camera.
Yes.
They call it a periscope because what other companies have done is they've turned all the lenses on their side, and they've done the little periscope mirror thing on the end of it so that they can fit more lenses inside the body
right.
of the phone. So you can get incredible optical zoom. We're talking, I think, what Huawei did up to 200 times at one point. Sorry, 200X. When did X become times? I don't know when that changed. Anyhow.
Well, 2 times 2 is 2X2 if you look at old math. But I don't want to shame you. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't shame me here, okay?
X has been times for a long time, but go ahead. Yeah.
Anyhow, so that's one of the breakout features that we are expecting to see. Other than that, we're expecting to see USB Type-C become the new norm across all the devices. I mean, the iPhone is pretty much the holdout. Yeah, thank God. I mean, the amount of cables I bring with me on the road are just nuts. And we're expecting along for the ride with that is to have faster charging, faster wireless charging, obviously a new processor, but really software is going to be the definition across the board. You know, more and more devices are going to have that dynamic island, whereas they didn't before, because obviously as the 14s become yesteryear, more people are going to pick up those. So we're going to see dynamic island, the 15. Is there any feature in particular that you're kind of hoping for or expecting?
Well, it's not hoping for. We've heard a lot of rumors about this function button on the side.
Yeah, the action button. Like
the action button that's going to take the place of the mute button. The mute button's going to disappear, which I always thought, I mean, it's nice to have a hard mute button there, but it's really not necessary with all the things we can do with sliding and soft buttons and, you know, just do on your screen. The mute button was a great thing to quickly do it, but it isn't really necessary. So having like a multifunction button, I'm very curious if, and we think it is real, what sort of that's the thing I think we're going to be surprised to see what ideas and what functionality they can come up with using that button. Because again, if it's programmable, if you can make that button whatever you want it to be on your phone, and now you're no longer limited to having a fixed button. Because remember the original, you know, iPhone keynote that Steve Jobs did that I still go back and watch because it gives me goosebumps. You know, it's like, we have a screen because why have fixed buttons? Because a week later they can be obsolete and we can't change them. They've already shipped. It's the same thing with that mute button. It's there and it only does that one thing. It's a fixed button. And that's something that Steve Jobs years ago was trying to get away from. And yet it's there. It's the only one that's on the iPhone. So if they do switch away from that and go to a multifunction button that's programmable, that lets you decide what that button does, whether it's the shutter for your camera, whether it's quickly, you can use it as a mute button if you want, or you can use it for a dozen other things. I'm really curious to see what functionality they came up with that makes it even more, you know, interesting than I think it, you know, to me than it is now. So,
well, it's going to make it more customizable. I mean, it's going to make it more your own device. Like, you decide what you want that button to do. And I think that's what really kind of, like, you know, they can't do it other than choosing a color of your phone, which they limit the number of colors to. You can't really accessorize these devices unless you do something like a case or, you know, buttons like this on wallpaper. So I'm curious as well to see not only that, but how you might be able to use it with iOS shortcuts. I don't know, maybe you want to use it to initiate Apple car keys and open your car
exactly.
with that button, or open the garage door. Or
double click to call your partner. I mean, there are so many different ways to use it. And, you know, we don't really know anything about this. And yet we're already like spitballing here and coming up with great things that, oh, this would have meaning to me. I would love to be able to do this. You're right. And I think that's something that we haven't seen from Apple in a while, because, again, we've always gotten used to, you know, you do things Apple's way. And then if we get a little customization in there, it gets away from that idea that Apple always wants you to do things their way. And suddenly you're customizing to use the phone the way that you want to use it, which for Apple is kind of a big deal because that's not their thing. And it's nice to have that choice. It's nice giving customers choice again, or at least giving the illusion of having more control of your device. You know what I mean? So I think this could be a good thing. And I think it could be, at first I was like, who cares? I could care less. And then the more I thought about it, wait, I like being able to customize things, and this is my opportunity to do that with something I could never do that before, except with widgets and placing where the app goes. But this could be something interesting, something different for Apple.
Last thing we're expecting, I guess, kind of to hear is something about, they're saying we might see new AirPods Pro with a USB-C on their case, which, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because they're just trying to make that a little bit easier across the board. But right. No real updates to the headphones themselves, although there have been some pretty good firmware updates over the past while. Listen, AirPods have never comfortably sat in my ears, so they're not one of those headphones that I can really put to the test other than, you know, for the sake of just hearing sound quality. And they're one of the best in-ear buds on the market today. I mean, there's, you know, a couple close competitors, I think, out there. You know, Sony definitely has some great competing buds out there. But it's funny, sometimes some of the great things that set apart these things are just, again, the tying into the ecosystem, right? It's the ability, exactly, the beat fit.
Apple makes their own is better for both of us than the AirPods, because this has a little rubber
that holds in your ear.
Yeah, keeps it in your ear. The sound quality is great. The same chip as the AirPods. So, yeah, I mean, they not cannibalize their own sales with it, but it's a different market, a different audience that wants more of a fitness thing. And now we're also hearing there are some, you know, rumors about some issues with water damage with some of the Apple headphone products. So having something like the Beats Fit Pro that are meant to be used for working out and rubberized and protected. So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, then, time to talk some more cars. We've got a pretty cool announcement earlier this week from Ford. And we're going to head on down to Michigan and find out all about the brand new Ford Mach-E Rally, a very cool addition of this vehicle that's being added to their electrification game. Electrification. Of course, you're listening to Your Tech Report with Mitchell Whitfield in Los Angeles, Marco Flalo in Montreal. Don't forget, this show is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Want to set up your own brand new website today and make it really simple and easy? Want to save money doing it? No problem. Head on over to squarespace.com and use the promo code, which is YTR, on checkout, and you will save 10% and get yourself going with a brand new website today. A very, very cool thing. Head on over to squarespace.com/, of course, to checkout and hit promo code YTR. Lots of cool things coming up this month as Techtember continues. Apple's event is next week. We're expecting events from Google. We're expecting events from Amazon. Lots of cool things lined up and very cool guests who are going to be joining us on the show to talk all about these announcements. Of course, Mitchell and I will break it down next week, so don't forget to tune into a very special edition of Your Tech Report next weekend. Right here, same time, same place, and we'll bring you all the coverage from the Apple event. We'll play you some clips. We'll break it down. We'll get some analysts on board to talk about their opinions and what you should or should not be getting, especially as we start gearing up and trying to decide what's going to be available for our holiday shopping season. Yeah, I said it, guys. I said it here first, holiday shopping season. But don't forget, we break it all down for you as well. It is Your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. Follow him on social media. Our guest over from Ford, talk all about the Mach-E Rally Edition. Stick around.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at broadcastdialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.